Welcome, welcome. I was letting you do your like beatboxing thing or whatever. Welcome to Candidly 30. This is Kayfler.
This is Kelly. Hi.
DJ Kelly.
Actually, I wish I was a DJ, honestly. I think that would be really fun because people would just like have to listen to my music. You know what I mean?
Oh my god. That's why you want to be a DJ? Because you have to listen to Kelly's playlist? Oh my god.
No.
We need to find you like a stage name, you know? Kelly.
Oh my
Kelly
gosh. Kelly's. No.
I don't know. We'll come up with one.
I don't know about that. I'm trying to be on social media less, which is very hard. I didn't think it. Why is Instagram so addicting? Like, there has to be some sort of study on it, right?
Like, there's nothing new that's happening on Instagram either. Like, it's always somebody with their baby. It's always somebody at, like, the fall or marketplace. Or like, there's nothing new for me to go and discover on Instagram. So I just get bored with it, but I keep coming back to it. It's like a weird itch.
Yeah. Weird. What is it where it just, like, your finger just, like, automatically clicks it? And then I'm like, there's literally nothing new here. Why did I just click it? And I literally just clicked out of it. Like, I don't understand it. It's really frustrating. So anyways, I don't know. I'm going to try.
I definitely got off the, like, Pinterest train. Like, I don't do Pinterest anymore. I'm kind of Instagram.
I never
was very into Pinterest.
Oh, really? What would you do on there?
I mean, like, everything. My, like, winter, fall outfits, all, like, I even have, like, camping lists that I would, like, pop in little Pinterest pins.
Funny.
So, like, as I'm, like, camping or, like, packing things to camp, I have, like, my list there. Or, like, Whole 30 recipes, Whole 30 diet plans. I have, oh my god, everything. Workout plans. How do you not Pinterest? Where were you? I'm literally going to pull like it up right now. I haven't been on in a few days.
I feel like I low-key just went straight to TikTok. I like went from Facebook to Instagram to TikTok. Like, there was no – I mean, like, I've looked at Pinterest, like, once or twice, but I'd rather just Google search whatever I'm looking for because it just takes you to a link anyways. You know what I mean?
Okay, from Pinterest. Enough. I go for the aesthetic.
Because, like, Pinterest is annoying where nothing is actually there. Like, you have to, like, they want you to go visit the website so they get money, or they want you to, like,
correct.
You know what I mean?
Anyways. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going for the aesthetic. Like, I have my 30th birthday party on here as a board, and, like, all of our Vegas stuff that we did when I went to Vegas, I, like, bought 4 new dresses from Pinterest. Yeah, how are you not doing this? Anyway.
Oh, right. Interesting. Okay, wow.
2019 Christmas wish list. Thank you.
Low-key.
I am a millennial.
Just saying.
I'm like... I'd like to think that I'm part of the cool millennial crowd, you know? Like, I don't know. I got on top of the cool millennial trends. Yeah, thanks. I'll take it.
I mean, we're younger. Whoa, okay. She's in a hair flip for everyone who could not see it. It was great. Yeah. Also, we're like, are we mid-millennials? Because we're like not elder millennials, but we're not the young millennials.
I honestly get so lost.
We're just like straight millennial, I think.
Yeah. I think we're straight millennial. Yeah. I don't know. I get really lost in like the Gen Z, Gen X millennial time frame. And like, if you were born during this retro age of the moon, that you're, I don't know, all kinds of crap that goes on with that crap. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. Anyways, how are you? Give us a little update. What's going on?
Things are good. Like, honestly, life is a little slower to fall than I really wanted it to be, but that's okay. I'm surviving.
It's coming though, dude. It's coming this weekend, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's supposed to rain here tomorrow. Like, a bunch of people are like getting geared up for the weather. Anyway. So the last time I was chatting with everybody here, we were like doing game night. We've since had second game night at a bar with a lot of martinis and just like good drinks and friends. And then the weekend I was just like exhausted because a hangover nowadays lasts forever. That kind of sucked. I did start watching Schitt's Creek again, so I like watched the first like six episodes or whatever during this weekend. It was so cute. But my husband kept like coming down to like get a drink or a snack or whatever, and like he would stop and poke his head in and watch like 20 minutes of an episode. I'm like, dude, you can watch it with me. Or you're just being a creeper by the stairs. Like, what's going to commit to the moment, dude? What's going to happen? So he did that like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But he's going to admit that he likes it.
Exactly. It's such a fun show. I don't know why anyone wouldn't like it, but whatever. other than that, like, things are good. Work is good. Fam is good. I don't know. I'm just like chilling. I am slightly debating if I should join a gym. Like, I can't get motivated to work out in my house since we moved in. I just, it's not working with my brain. So I'm like, maybe I need to like go somewhere, shut my brain off, and then I can come home just to get my mood into like, I want, like, a, you know, you do it 14 times in a row, it becomes a habit. Like, I just need to do that.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about it for this winter too, just like having something to do when it's like snowy outside. And also it's just nice to have like the other extra amenities. Like the one that I'm thinking about joining has a pool and obviously workout classes and things that are included, but also it has like a sauna and a spa jacuzzi thing where like, it'll be cool just to like get to go hang out when it's really cold. And so I think I'm going to join this winter at some point too, but I haven't done it yet because I'm like still holding out hope that it's going to like stay nice for a little bit longer and whatever. That's also fair. I'm moving and everything else. Like, when would I have time to do that? So yeah, anyway.
True that. I know. I wish I had a nicer facility that was close by. Like, the easiest simple thing is a Planet Fitness, like, but at least it's something, right? To like just get me out of my house. But I used to have the Equinox back in a million years ago when I lived in San Francisco, and that was like chef's kiss, very bougie spot. So I don't know, maybe one day that'll be in my future. But for now, it's going to be the PF.
Also, yeah, Planet Fitness is like so cheap that it's worth it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, paying $1 trillion for a gym membership just feels like, I don't know, like death. I hate that. It's so annoying.
Yeah. Right now they're doing like $23 a month. There's no commitment because you don't want to get roped into like a whole 12 months. And then you're like, crap, did I use my gym membership? Did I not use my gym membership? But if I could do it for like 2 months at $25 or whatever, I'll just pause my YouTube subscription or whatever, or my Peloton subscription on a month by month basis. So I don't know. Peloton is also expensive. You pay like $45 a month and they have like, classes, and I'm not even using it right now. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyway, just need to like get myself out of my, you know, been in this house for 5 months. We got a lot done. Now we need to figure out the routine.
Yeah.
After work, before morning, whatever that looks like. So that's where my headspace is these days.
Nice. Very cool. I am just coming back from a trip to Park City, or I went to Utah, flew into Salt Lake to see Sam and Josh, and I went to Park City for 2 days of it, or like 3 days, I guess, basically. Josh was speaking at a conference there for the American Cardiology Association. Yeah, he was a speaker for it.
No big deal.
Yeah,
very look cool. out.
We didn't actually get to see him speak because, you know, we weren't allowed That's in the okay. conference.
Could you imagine just like trail it around?
Totally. We had like all these like really famous cardiologists and doctors and things, and we're just like, hey, we're just here for the show, like no big deal.
Shots at the bar, everybody.
Totally. On Thursday I flew in and we went to this really cool, like kind of exclusive sushi place, which is fun because they don't take reservations or anything, and it's really popular. It's like one of the most popular ones in Salt Lake, and so you have to like wait in line. And of course, I think it's kind of like what you were talking about, the one that you guys would go to in Seattle. And so you just wait in line and then you get seated if your whole table's there. It's like very tough. Anyways, we had such good sushi, and like in a landlocked state is like very silly, but it was so good. So that was really fun. We just like went out for drinks on Thursday, and then Friday we kind of had a chiller day. We just like hung around, and then Sam and I did this really cool, I'm gonna forget what it's called. We did like where you float in like a sensory pool, but it's called something else. It's like a, oh my gosh, I forget already. But it's basically where you have
sensory deprivation.
Yes, yes, that is it.
Okay.
And so we like did like a couples one, which was pretty funny because
Cute.
You get like in your little pot or whatever, but it's crazy. So they told us it was like 1,000 pounds of salt in this like little pot, and it's only like 12 inches deep. And so it's crazy salty. And like, we made the mistake of like, once we get in there that we just like touched our faces and it's like in your eyes.
No.
I know. And it's literally like death, like no lie. my nightmare. So we have to like get up, like wash our faces and like, they have like a little squirt bottle in there. And we're both like squirting it straight in our eyes. Like, nothing is happening. So we have to like get out. Anyway, so we low key, like you're not supposed to move. That's like the point of it. And like, so it's relaxing and whatever, you know? But yeah, when there's like someone else in there, you're kind of just like moving in like their waves and whatever. But yeah, it was really cool. We like put on like these like starry night sky above us and whatever. And so it was like really cute and romantic, and it was really cool actually. I did like kind of zone out a little bit, but I feel like my brain just like moves too fast anyways. So I wasn't like, I didn't completely zone out.
But like, do you find it very like meditative and then your brain just like kind of slows down a little bit? That's on, but did you actually lose consciousness and like sleep?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I think it'd be a little bit scary if you did lose sleep, even though like it's crazy how much you float. Like you're only in 12 inches and your body is literally out of the water. Like it is wild.
Yeah.
It was a really cool experience. If you've never done it, I would like 10 out of 10 recommend. It's pretty cool.
I've never done it. Yeah. It sounds cool.
I would totally do it again. And I think people do it, like have like memberships for it and like go a lot as like totally like a meditative type thing. But yeah, it was really fun. I really loved that. And then we drove to Park City right after that. And, we got to stay there for two nights. So Friday night and Saturday night. And so that's when Sam and I went out, while Josh was doing his like, part of his conference. And so we just went out in downtown Park City and it was really fun. I just like got dinner and drinks and hung out and, walked around. It's really cute in the summertime. It's like way cuter than in the winter, but you know how I feel about winter. So other people may feel differently. But yeah, it was like pretty low key because it is their off season. And so everything was pretty chill. And then Saturday was the actual puzzle competition.
Oh my God. Here we go, people. Edge of my seat. Yes. Tell me who was talking trash. Tell me who won. Who like flipped the table over. They had such a dramatic exit, or was it just a bunch of nerds?
Oh my gosh.
So collected drinking chamomile tea.
Low-key wasn't a bunch of nerds. I mean, kind of nerds. There was a few people. So like what I didn't know was that, speed puzzling is kind of like a thing, you know, where just like all the people who do it a lot like know each other and they like friends kind of whatever. It totally,
it's a community. Yeah, I love that.
It makes sense. And so like there was the individual round and then the pairs, which is the one Josh and I were in, and then there's the team round, which is four people or less. And so the individuals, we like got there for a little bit of the individuals just to, like see how it worked and see how like it was going, you know. And so there's a few people in that like also did the pairs and also did the teams. Like they did the whole day basically, which is wild. But yeah, if you can only like place or whatever they call it, like level, I don't know. So like you get like different bands. If you're like a purple band or a green band or a blue band, whatever, it's like how many competitions you've been in one and what places you've gotten, whatever. So it's kind of like, I don't know, like low key, like people do this a lot, which I had no idea, which is cool. But yeah, so there was a few people who are really, really good that were there. But he said that the like guy who was like organizing it, he said there was the most pairs that had signed up for that this time than like had in the past. So that was really crazy. But there was
a good showing.
Yeah, good. Totally. There was over 80 teams. So we ended up getting 20th place, which is not bad. We're in the top quarter. You get an hour and a half, and we were just like wanted to finish. Like we just wanted to like get in under an hour and a half or whatever. Just because like if you don't finish by an hour and a half, you have to like count up your extra pieces and like subtract that from your score, and it's like a whole thing, whatever. And like we weren't like going for like a score or anything because we're not, you know, like
you're
like
amateurs, not professionals, right?
Yeah, totally. Like we were just like seeing what it was like and seeing how it was. And also this was like a Utah competition and I don't live in Utah, and so I was like italicized, like I couldn't win prizes and whatever. So I felt bad for Josh because he like couldn't win a prize either, even if we did place, because I was his teammate or whatever. But anyways, I think 20th was really good just because we were like hoping to finish. And then we ended up being 20th, which is like low key for us only practicing like three times together, whatever we did, maybe two times. I think that's pretty dang good. Yeah, we ended up getting a time of 52 minutes, So we like obviously very much finished before the hour and a half. And we also like got our best score that we ever had, like together, like puzzling together. And we also like got the hardest fucking puzzle out of all of them, I feel like.
Of course you did.
It was like, obviously Josh and I were like thinking like, okay, they're going to do a Utah one, like duh, like that makes sense. So we like did the Arches one. We did the downtown like Salt Lake one, like because it was a very specific like board or puzzle like company brand, you know? And so Josh had like done research on the brand and like looked them up and whatever. And so like we were even in the lobby, like looking around at all the different puzzles, because they like, it was the place that was hosting it is the actual like processing plant for the puzzle company, which is really cool. So like the room that we were in was where they like stamp and like cut the puzzles, and it was really neat. Like all the machines were there and stuff. But anyway, so yeah, Josh and I were like looking at all of them, and like I was like, oh my god, I just really don't want to do the like snowy Park City one. Guess what freaking puzzle we got? The snowy Park City one. So of course, just like snow is like my nightmare, and then I freaking get that as the puzzle competition. But whatever. It actually was easier than we thought, because there was like a lot of letters. Like it said Park City on there. There was like a little part of a town and like a ski resort and whatever. So
just like not just a white puzzle, because those are the worst. Yeah, like which white thankfully. Piece fits with what, which white piece.
Oh yeah, totally. But anyways, the first place team did get 32 minutes, which is wild. But no one else finished after that and for a while, and so like they were obviously like very much an anomaly, so like we weren't that far behind. Like once people started finishing in like the 40 minute range, then it was like kind of happening like pretty rapidly, but yeah, we weren't that far behind. But anyway, nice. If we practiced and like we tried, I bet we could do really well, but whatever.
So Samantha sent me a photo of the three of you guys after you're done, or before. I don't know. It was really cute. Yeah, and she's like so proud. She let me know you guys got second or a 20th or whatever. And she let me know your time. Yeah.
Oh,
she's
like, cool. That was really sweet. That's really nice. Cool.
Thanks, Samantha.
Yeah. So we actually, some of Sam and Josh's friends actually went to it too, Joanne and Dom, and they had other friends. They were all like talking about it at like a bar the other night. And one of their friends was like, oh my God, I love puzzles. Like I wanted to be in this puzzle competition. So she like, her husband's like not that much into puzzles, but she signed them up and they just like went like 4 days before the puzzle competition, whatever. So that was really cool too. So they were there. So like, Joanne and Dom were rooting for them too. And so they ended up doing really well. They got like, I can't remember, under an hour and a half, but like for not practicing or like just signing up a few days before, they did like so well. Like it was really cool. Nice. So that was really fun too. There was like more than just me and Sam and Josh there too. So yeah, Joanne and Dom were just like excited to like root for us. And I've met them a few times just like visiting Salt Lake and stuff. So yeah, it was a really cool experience. Nice. Yeah, it was also just like so not stressful, but just like a lot of adrenaline, you know, because it was like, oh my God, I want to do really well. We don't know what puzzle we're getting, because
it's a competition. Yeah. Totally.
And it was like in like a bag that's covered, obviously. So no one saw the puzzle until we started the timer or whatever. So like just like the anticipation of like what puzzle is going to be, how Josh and I were going to like organize it was like pretty stressful. So anywho.
That's adorable.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, it was really fun. I'm really glad that we did it. And it's cool. They like gave us the puzzle afterwards and everything. Like totally worth it. Just if you're interested in puzzles whatsoever, like even if you don't finish, that's it's sweet. Just like a fun
so like
experience.
Yeah. Cause like you paid for your ticket, right? Like you have to pay for the competition. At least you got like a free puzzle out of it. That's kind of
totally.
Cool.
Yeah. Like that. Absolutely. Nice. Anyways, then we just like hung out in Park City that night. We all went to dinner and then we went to the Steel Driver show. They were playing at the local like little theater there, which is really cool. It was sit down and it's pretty small, but it's called the Egyptian Theater, and it was really, really good. I mean, like I know a lot of the Steel Driver songs just from like, you know, knowing Chris Stapleton or whatever, but I knew like literally all of them, and it was so fun to just like sing and whatever with him. Also, yay, the like main singer guy who obviously like Chris Stapleton. Also, did you know that Chris Stapleton was only in the Steel Drivers for 4 years? He didn't even like start in the band, and he was only there for 4 years. And like, that's what everyone like knows that band as, is like the band that Chris Stapleton was in, whatever. Anyways, the guy, dang, main singer guy in the band now, he like sounds identical to Chris Stapleton, and he's like so cute.
What?
And he like, Sam like was Googling it because she was like, what is happening? And I was like, I don't know. He's so good. And he like won a Chris Stapleton like sing like contest or whatever, like impersonation contest, that's what it's called. Anyways,
Like,
and so he won it like 3 years. He's been in the band for like 3 years. So yeah, he was incredible. But yeah, the Steel Drivers was awesome, so fun, and there's like such a pleasant surprise. And you know, because I love music. I will go to any music at all. But when you like get blown away, it's just like so much better. It's just like so fun and great.
Totally. It makes the whole thing worth it. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, good.
And then, sorry, I feel like I have a lot to update on. And then flew home on Sunday. We went to breakfast and then I flew home. And then it was Kat and Max's baby shower. Kat's baby shower, really. Like, she is carrying the baby. And
Max, he's there. He's part of the equation.
Yeah, so yeah, we organize it with just a few of the ladies organized it and got it going and out. So I went straight from the airport to the baby shower, set everything up for the baby shower, and we had a great baby shower and it was a success. My vision came to life. You should
tell everybody the theme of it because it's so funny.
The theme that Cad Max wanted, we did not pick this, was Fetus Fiesta. So it was like taco pinata themed. And so I made like a little photo booth for them where everyone could like take pictures with the Polaroid camera, and then they like put it into a baby book, kind of like for the baby, but also just like well wishes for Cat like and Max, and kind of like a guest book also. So there's like pictures of everyone in there for them to have for the future. And yeah, it was really fun. It turned out so good, but I'm just like mentally pooped, and so I'm ready to just like chill.
I bet.
But that's not happening because I'm moving on Friday. So here we go.
Whoa.
I'm going straight from that to work this weekend, and then I'm moving on Friday. So, yeah, I love you all. That's all I have. We're not going to do anything exciting or spectacular for this episode.
To that ADU thing, like workout, mm-hmm. That's where you're going now with your other friends. Okay,
so cool. I'm moving into an ADU.
So I guess like we have to figure out, how like your next recordings. Okay. We have been moving, both you and I, Shakers, Movers and Shakers, for the past year or two, like, but we've kept up with it, people. We actually enjoy catching up with everybody and making this podcast happen. We love the feedback. We get it. We're here for you. But I'm also like, now we have to figure out a new recording session situation over here. Like, how's that going to work? Okay. We'll talk about it.
Also, anyway, one more update. I'm so sorry. Yesterday was Jess Crow's birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. And so I was talking to her and I've been meaning to go see them because they moved to Colorado like 3 years ago now. And I haven't gone to see them. Okay. So yesterday I just pulled the trigger and bought a plane ticket. So I'm going to see them in October.
Yay! Oh, that's so fun,
if
though.
She's listening. She said she hasn't listened to the pod in a little bit, but if she's listening to this one, I'm coming to see you. Aww. I'll see you in less than a month.
Yay! How you break the news to people that you bought a ticket to go see them? Like, just kidding. You have to listen to my podcast.
No, she knows. She got the email confirmation. Don't you worry. But,
yeah. Oh, okay.
So I'm really excited about that.
I don't know why. I low-key love that idea, though. Like, if you're the winner this week, you know, Kelly's going to fly out to see you.
Wait, that's so funny.
Oh, my God.
I'm very excited to see all of them. I haven't seen – I mean, the girls are so big now, and I just can't wait to see their whole, like, life in Colorado. It'll be crazy. Yeah. And this is, like, the longest – she texted me the other day. She was like, this is the longest we have been apart. Like, even when I was in Ethiopia, this is longer than we've ever been apart. Aww. Not seeing each other.
But it's good for you for like making the effort, you know, like I know that's really sweet, but good for you.
So I'm really excited to see them all. That'll be great. It'll just be like a long weekend, but it'll be fantastic. And then this winter I'm gonna low-key chill, though. I'm gonna put that out into the universe so everyone knows.
Manifest it.
No more, nothing else besides
I love it
Kayla's birthday weekend.
Also, yeah, we were just talking about that literally yesterday. But I do want to say, because like my life is not as exciting as yours, I did try a bunch of stuff this weekend. Like I watched a really cool movie called Boy Kill World or whatever with a
not Boy Meets World.
Very sex. No. It's what's that? Skarsgård guy. Oh my God, he's so cute. Are you not aware of the Skarsgård family and like what's happening and how sexy they are?
No.
Okay. You need to do yourself a favor and go look at these like Dutch actors or Swedish actors. Sorry.
Oh my gosh. Skarsgård is definitely Swedish. Low-key, same or the hotel. Like, when was the last time you laid in bed and like watched TV? Isn't it? I mean, I haven't done that.
Move off the couch on Saturday because I was like feeling really icky. Yeah. So like I watched that. I watched a movie, this movie. Oh my God, he's so cute. I cannot.
But anyways, Sam and I watched Grease and Clueless in the hotel room.
Oh gosh. Right? Grease? Clueless? You watched Clueless?
I don't think Josh had ever seen it. He was
That's like, a great one.
It low-key is not great, though. What? Have you watched it lately?
He's never seen Clueless? No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it doesn't hold up too well. I mean, I still love it, but it's like some of the themes in there are a little not great. But
anyways, okay, go. That's fair. I mean, it's also an older movie, so I don't know. It's hard to find movies that like stand the test of time. But anyway, Boy Kills World has Ben Skarsgård in it. It's a good movie. We also have been watching the Two Rings of Power thing.
I saw that. Yeah. People.
What else? I bought a bunch of new stuff from Trader Joe's because like I knew that I wasn't going to go anywhere this weekend. I had Samoas. Have you done that before? They're like tiki masala Samoas or something.
Oh, samosas. Delicious.
They're like little, yeah, samosas.
Samoas are cookies. What do you mean? I was like tiki.
No.
Foul.
Samosas. Whatever they are, really good. Sorry, the universe, my bad. And then I also had these like weird mac and cheese fried doll things that you good. Have you tried those? Like them? I did not like them. Summer. No, I thought they were really boring.
Okay,
you but fry them? And then yeah, we well, I didn't air fry them. I put them in the convection.
Oh, probably oven, the same thing. Isn't oven. It?
Whatever that means. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, we had some decent movies. I feel like I'm missing one and it's going to kick me, but it's fine.
Write it down when you think of it and we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, we're going to get an interrogation next week, but I'll also have some things to share with everybody.
We have a special guest for the pod next week, everybody. Get ready.
Little teaser little for you teaser. There, but it's going to be great. I'm like low-key very excited about it. Maybe not so low-key, but excited nonetheless. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I have to go.
Get gratitudes and grievances really fast, or do you just want to wrap up? Okay. Sorry. Have fun, everybody. Love you all. Glad that this was super quick. And next time we'll probably have a much more fun episode. Bye.
That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram @Candidly30. Thanks for being candid with us.